This call is being recorded.
And in addition to you who have come with this group, I am also seeing that each of you has your partner with you, this partner who has made their contact with you through hundreds of lives, many experiences, and has been with you this weekend. This one may be your twin soul. It may be the one who is your higher God self. Maybe your mental light body. Maybe one who is none of these, but is very important to you. So each of you, greet the one who is beside you and know that they are here for a great purpose today. I am pleased, as I said, to greet you. And I invite you to sit down now. Sit down on this beautiful, expansive greenness. You can see, you look over your shoulders and see the beautiful waters that form our lakes here. Waters that are full of vibratory rainbow colors and song. Everything has a frequency that it is vibrating to here. Everything has its song. You have your song too. We wish to share with you today that we want you to experience this really, actually. We want you to know that what you experience in your mind is what you experience for real. This is a reality. This is you. This is you. My friends come to pass platters of food around for you to enjoy. And you will see here fruits that you do not know names of. Other fruits that are much different than you see because they are much larger. These are all things that we enjoy down here in war in warmth with one another. We want you to know that everything that you have experienced thus far this weekend is taking you to your new reality, is in part the reality that you are forming now and you are moving forward with. We will not talk about things in your 3D world because that is not what this weekend is about. This weekend is about enjoying exactly where you are on the path, knowing that everything in the world is moving you along. I was here when Mother Gaia spoke to you today and says she is in the fifth dimension. She is holding the door for you, my friends. She's holding that door wide. And those of us from this realm are going to the surface. We are enjoying you around the world. We may even enjoy you more this weekend, but this is a time for us to move out into the surface world to share with all of you the love that we have and the plans for the future. We know that so many of you are good carriers for that which will be coming in the ways of money. People always think about me as a money saint. That is because I've been working on that for so many lives in anticipation of today. And as you continue to hear the words that frustrate you so, the term shortly, soon, all of those, we know that this makes you so irritated, so frustrated. But if you could take your eyes off the money, take your eyes off of all of the extra things that you are looking forward to and be in your moment fully. Let it be, the one who surfed said last night. Let it be. That is a hard road to take many times for those who are walking it. We know that this is a challenge for you. And we say that you are blessed. You are chosen. You are light workers. All of you are doing the very best that you can and the very best that you have. And you may also come to time now where you start to see things much more clearly. You start to have your lines of time change and move around on you. You can find yourself manipulating time very effectively. You can see yourself experiencing lives in various dimensions. You can see yourself as you move forward along this ascension process and you come into the world which you have been seeing. This is truth. This is truth. See that fruit in front of you and take a piece of it. Take a piece of it and enjoy the taste that it is. And know that this is also bringing your body to even higher vibrations. Everything that we do in this realm is about maintaining our vibration. And so you too, in this room, in this place with us today, in this park, in this water, in the crystal cathedrals you see before you, this is your place. This is your place for right now, and it raises your vibrations beautifully. You have seen as many and many of those are talking about when these riches are to come and what you are to expect with those. Friends, let me tell you, they're really not that important. They're really not that important. When you raise your vibration and you move into this higher level, and you will see that the money is really a byproduct. It is all of the good that you are doing, working with Mother Gaia, working with other humans, working with one another to clean the planet and to work on the planet. These are things that many of you are doing right now. You do not know that you are doing them because they are in other dimensions, other times, in sleep times. But as your dreams become more and more visible to you, you will see that you are part of all of these that are actively cleaning this planet. That was many of those questions this morning that we heard you ask about. We wanted to share our information too. So where are you going to live? Where are you going to be? You may be here with all of us in this realm. You may experience life for a while as an Agarthan or a Shambhalan or living in other places around the planet inside. Then again, you may end up on a ship. You may end up on the Mother Earth herself in a community that is based on sustainability, based on living with the planet, not fighting against the planet. There are so many wonderful things that we are excited to share with you when you come with us. And we are sharing by coming with you at this time on the planet. You may see us in times when you do not expect us, not only in this room, in this weekend that you are having, but you are going to be seeing us in other times very shortly as well. So today, let us ask questions. Let us see what you have questions about. And I can talk about many things, happy to share with you in whatever area that is of concern to you today. So, who is first?
This is Mahendran. I just want to know, I have heard from my friend that we might be traveling to India after RV to distribute the money to the right organizations and people. Could you please comment on that?
So you want us to what is the word we're looking for? We're looking for us to talk about your future, huh?
Yes, sir.
When this occurs, you will not have a lot of time to be traveling because you're going to be moving through this ascension process a little more quickly. You can make time to go to India and do this if you choose. But if you choose not to do this, there is going to be plenty around this area where you live. There's going to be plenty to do, and also for you to see others in other realms and invite those who are galactics into your home. You are going to have many visits, sir. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, have I scared you? That is not what I choose to do. I want to be here for you.
Well, can you comment about our government? I was recently elected. All these different, articles, ideas about this shift to a republic. Others who may be, coming into positions of quote unquote leadership or coordinating the team at the threshold. There's so much information. It's like,
there is so much information out there and so much you can get into. We will say that the election was part of divine order that will be occurring in this planet for the time. However, you are on your way to the ascension process, moving through this period. You will not see the type of government that has been promised for you by all of these people. Everything is shifting. Everything will be different than what they are telling you to expect or to think or anything. In many ways, it raises fear. In other ways, it raises questions. Do not worry about these things. These things are not going to, as I said, occur. You are going to be finding that you will have telepathy developing over the next period of time with one another, and there will not be needs for massive governments. There will be very small increments of governments that will assist the planet, and there is going to be a transition time, but it is not going to be very long, and everyone will be on the same page. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. The Republic that's supposedly forming, is this the vision that you had when apparently you were involved with the, signing of the Declaration of Independence and your visioning for America in the I Am discourses?
That is part of what we said is just not so. Yeah, some of that is being put out there in effort to move people forward, to move people along, to get them past other things that they are worried about. Is this part of the government that I had in mind in the 1700s? Yes, but it is not the government that will be here when the time for the ascension process takes place. Okay?
Okay.
This is Dr. Wanda. I have a comment.
Yes.
Just the other night, I was getting really involved in the what was going on YouTube about Trump being put in as the 45th president and an inauguration. And I went to sleep, And before I went to sleep, I had a revelation. And it actually said that our Heavenly Father and the Son and the Galactics and some of us even sitting in this room who are on the different councils, we threw in the trump card. Donald Trump was the trump card for this time of the year. And we chose to bring in the trump card in order to make the changes that need to be made. And I just thought it was just, I couldn't sleep after that. It was so amazing. And we were on these councils, we are just looking down at everything that's taking place on the earth after we threw in our trump card. Trump is not done. There's still things being done with that Donald Trump card. But we're supposed to just sit back, enjoy the ride, not become involved in all of this stuff that we see happening on the earth. Just rejoice and know that good things are coming.
That is a wonderful comment. Thank you so much. Indeed, we think from your side, you think that if one gets elected, then that is the way the direction is going to go. And I'm telling you, that is not the direction that it's going to go. And again, staying on the side and watching this as a movie is going to be the best benefit for you, without involvement, without concern. And know in your heart that as you move through this ascension and the wave of energy comes and touches everyone on this planet, that there will be great differences and no governments that exist today. Okay?
Saint Germain, will the RV happen from December to March time frame?
I said that. Do not worry about the money. Do not have cause to think about the money. It is not the money that is on your ascension process. It is the change of consciousness on this planet. It is the love on this planet. It is the doing good on this planet. Everything else is an afterthought. Everything else will come to you, and you will know that it is the right time and the right place, but it will not be one of the leading edge experiments. As much as you see in the news that you read and those things that you watch that tell you every day it's going to come, it is not. It is not. It is part of all of this, but the more that you take your eyes off of that and onto consciousness, onto frequency, onto love and light, that is where you need to be. Okay?
Germaine, can you expand upon the galactic pulse and what all will occur with that?
Thank you for that question. So the galactic pulse, the event will come. You have been feeling the frequency etched up over the last couple of years. You have the tsunami of love, and you have all of these things. And you've been told that you have been experiencing this particular wave, this particular energy, for the last 6 months. And it will continue, and it will continue to rise and rise until the point in time that it is time for this galactic pulse to shoot from the galactic central sun. And it will come into this planet, come through the sun, come onto the planet fully and completely, and will take every single one of your brothers and sisters on this planet and pull strongly in their hearts and throughout their bodies. It will etch up that DNA and the chakras, bringing on extra chakras. This is a tremendous, tremendous pulse. It will last for a day, but not fully for the day, probably about 15 minutes, but as it makes its way across the planet fully and completely, it will take approximately a day. And then you will be picking your friends and family off the floor. You will. They will wonder what in the world has hit them, what in the world is happening, what in the world is. And this is the time that you will see those armaments from war pass away. You will see that as society picks itself up, dusts itself off, and starts on the new road, that there will be many, many, many changes, including more conscious being, more consciousness in each of your fellow beings. So there will now be new homes structured for the top of the earth. There will be new types of architecture. There will be new types of technology. Everything will be new from that point on. So you continue to be at the end of your race and at the beginning of that road to the fifth dimension. But until this occurs, you will not have full entrance into fifth dimension. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Jermaine, this is Rudy in Glendale. In regards to the event, and you mentioned before Gaia holding the fifth dimensional for us to connect to, I wondered if you could expand on for the individual as well as for the meta of all of us to prepare and what we can do in connecting with Gaia leading up to and towards the event.
I think she spoke for herself well this morning. Gaia does not need any help, but if you take the time to be grateful and thank her for what she does for all of mankind, all of the creatures on and in this planet, she does a wonderful job. So if you take the time to be grateful to her, sending her energy, you will feel her send that back to you. So what else did you want to know?
I meant in regards to us as human beings on the planet and working with one another to, say, prepare so that there's less picking up off of the floor and more readiness for when the event occurs.
Okay. So stop now and eat your fruits in front of you. Drink the wine that is there. Take the time to enjoy this place. You are here with me. So Rudy, what can you do? Finding groups to share with is an important part of what your life is. And finding groups such as this are an excellent opportunity for you to grow. And for once a week, at least, you will have the shoot in your vein that will give you a burst of energy, a burst of joy, and remind you that you are not the only one on the path this way. We have said throughout many different channels that you can listen to wonderful music. You can be around Mother Earth. And we know that you are a healer. So you too, especially, have those wonderful energies moving through you on a very, very regular basis. You are in a good place. So let us say, do what you are doing. And know that it is exactly the right thing for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
As I'm sure you're aware, Anne DeHart is closing down Hollow Earth Network. Is there any reason why any of us couple people have expressed a desire to keep it going. Is there any reason why we would want to keep it going, or is that something we should let go and just move on without it now?
She is moving with her direction that she is getting. We would say that if she chooses at this time to close everything down, it is the time for her to do that. This is part of the closeness of the galactic pulse. This is part of the closeness of what you are all waiting for. So I know that she has put in many long hours, and she has put in many, many periods where she has gone without sleep and without care, and she needs to take care of herself. And so the website, yes, we can see that there is a lot of investment there, but we would say that this is her choice, okay?
Yes, but is there a reason for us to keep it going?
No.
Okay, that's what I want.
How will the event impact the animals and the plants on this planet?
Well, you will see there will be a great move towards vegetarianism. There will be a great move away from killing our brothers and sisters, right?
Right.
There will be a